the three Dohertys were speeding, which is ironic. They didn't learn their lesson. They were speeding. The Colorado State Patrol attempted to pull them over. In that attempt to pull them over, the Dohertys went back to their MO, and they started shooting at law enforcement. Colorado State Patrol, along with other law enforcement agencies, engaged them, fired back. Their vehicle flipped. From my understanding, Lee Grace was injured in that gun battle. One of the Dohertys started running. It wasn't quick. I mean, he didn't get that far. They quickly apprehended him. And that is all the information we have at this time.
We needed a fight back, and a fight back is underway. Whatever resources the police need, they will get. Whatever tactics the police feel they need to employ, they will have legal backing to do so. We will do whatever is necessary to restore law and order onto our streets. Picture by picture, these criminals are being identified and arrested, and we will not let any phony concerns about human rights get in the way of the publication of these pictures and the arrest of these individuals. As I speak, sentences are also being passed. Courts sat through the night last night and will do again tonight.
Last Friday night, we lost 30 American service members when a Chinook helicopter went down in the Wardak province. We're deeply saddened by the loss of these magnificent Americans. At approximately midnight on 8 August, coalition forces killed the Taliban insurgents responsible for this attack against the helicopter, which we assess was an RPG round.
I think we've made clear that we believe, the president believes, that Syria would be better off without President Assad. The international community is increasingly speaking with one voice on Syria in unified condemnation of Assad's brutality against his people. Through his own actions, President Assad is ensuring that he and his regime will be left in the past, and that the courageous Syrian people who have demonstrated peacefully in the streets will determine its future.